Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to another show of Joe 1 Minute. I'm your host, George Robin. And this is the show that allows you to call in and tell us about your business. We want to know all about it here on your 1 Minute. Give us a call and let us know what a good deed would be for your business. And, you know, how we can get in touch with you. All right. Well, happy to be here. And tonight's guest is going to be Damon Lag Thomas. And Damon is co-founder and owner of Georgia Commerce Club, a both online and offline networking group and promotionals group, and his lovely wife, Tatiana. Hopefully they're going to be joining us. We've got a caller coming in now, but before we get started with that, I want to tell you how you can find us. If you're not listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, you can also join us in our live chat room, which is at your1minute.ning.com. That's the word your, Y-O-U-R, the number 1 minute, M-I-N-U-T-E, dot ning, N-I-N-G.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/your1minute. So you can also call in and ask our guest questions, and that number is 347-215-8709. So we're looking forward to, our callers this evening, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our first caller here. I believe Tricia Milo is joining us this evening as well. So, go ahead, first caller. How are you? Hello, caller? Okay, well, maybe the caller is on hold for the moment, and we'll go ahead and get started with a little bit of music just so we can get some other callers a chance to come in. Again, you're listening to Your 1 Minute Radio, and I'm your host, George Robbins. And the music we're going to play tonight is from some more selections from our good friend Harold Olinger and friends. And, he's a little artist that does music tracks for groups of web pages and live events. So we'll play background music for that as well. If you need to get in touch with him, you can follow us on facebook.com/your1minute and Harold is a member. So go ahead and join our fan page. And I'll leave you with Harold Olinger. Give us a call, 347-215-8709. We'll be right back. back. And we've got a few callers. We're going to get started here with Harold. I'm sorry. That was Harold Oldinger. I apologize. That was Harold Oldinger. And he was singing, playing. I don't know what's going on with my tongue this evening. I guess I'm trying to do too much. But at the same time, we're looking forward to marketing small businesses. And we've got plenty of time to do that here on Your 1 Minute. So let's get back to business here and talk about what our topic is and who our guest is going to be. Our guest is Damon Ladd Thomas of Georgia Commerce Club, and we're going to be discussing the power of social networks and how they pertain to live face-to-face networks. Are they a good tool, or are they taking away from us actually meeting each other? So we've got a couple of callers here, and let me go to the lines and get our first caller. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Caller number two?
Is it me?
Okay. Yes, that's you. Damon?
This is Damon.
All right, Damon, how are you? Good evening, how are you?
Good. I didn't know what to do because I'm online right now, and I was trying to connect, so I figured I didn't know if you were talking to me.
Oh, I apologize. Well, welcome to the show, Damon of Georgia Commerce Club. And we were just getting started in our conversation about, you know, the power of networking and using online social networks as a tool to assist face-to-face. And I guess we're going to talk a little bit about how do you use online social networking to help you with Georgia Commerce Club.
Okay. Do you want me to just
maybe first we could start by maybe first we could just talk about a little about what is the Georgia Commerce Club?
All right. Well, the Georgia Commerce Club is an online Facebook-style networking website for Georgia businesses. It is a free membership site for people to connect and use and leverage social media to make good contacts so they can do business together and actually meet in person all around Georgia with different lunch groups and meeting places and events that are all open to doing business, keeping business local and having people do business with each other. So that's basically
what how long have you guys been in business? As far
we
as
actually
the network
originally
business?
Yeah, originally launched this vision we launched about 10 years ago. We started talking about this and it finally came live online with the advent of much of the leveraging of social media January 4th of this year. And since January, we have I believe close to 1,500 Facebook participants on our group page there, as well as 960-something actual members utilizing the site on a regular basis. So we get over 100,000 hits a day, and I think it's
wow.
Close to 150,000 hits a day now. Businesses have their business listing on there, being seen by people looking for, you know, different services and different industries. So it's a great little directory of local business owners that are open to doing business with other local business owners. So it's actually very well received.
I've actually been to I'm a member of the Georgia Commerce Club, and
sure.
You know what I enjoy about it is that, you know, not only am I exposed to the people in my area, but you have other locations. And I find that the online network allows me to network even further out than I probably would, you know, be in my normal circle.
Exactly. Well, the original, you know, thought process was to really be a tool, a helpful tool for folks to really focus their networking. you know, right from their home or office, wherever they're doing business. For the busy entrepreneur, the person that doesn't have time, parents, single moms, single dads, you know, just busy parents with kids, it helps them be able to have a place where they can have an online chat 24 hours a day. They can go on the directory and actually navigate business referral partners. And kind of in a passive-aggressive, when you've got free time, you know, get in there and really navigate and start to connect with people without having to really leave your office or your home, and so you can save gas, mileage, and time. Obviously, once you do make connections, I think we've all discussed this before, that meeting people in person is the best way to still do business and still make good connections. But it's nice to be able to connect with people online and then maybe, you know, schedule a time and or go to one of their favorite meeting places and meet with them. So
yeah, it's like a continuation. Now,
exactly.
Do you have any sort of testimonials of, like, maybe some success stories or plans that you have in mind with the successes that you've had?
Mm-hmm. In our business world, I think we do business with just about everybody that is relatively active in some way, shape, or form. We actually do business with them. But on a regular basis, when we're live and in these meeting places where people are actually meeting in person and in online with the chat functions, we ask consistently, you know, we know that we don't charge for membership, but is there a return on being a member and spending time, you know, networking with our membership? And I have yet to really talk to one person who hasn't received some business or some referral partner from the Georgia Commerce Club so far. And I'm pretty good at asking people seriously, no, really, have you received real money, you know, have you done real business since you've been a member of the Georgia Commerce Club? And we drill it down, and we want to know what the return on that little bit of time investment in being a member of the Georgia Commerce Club, you know, we want to know the real value of it, you know, because if people aren't making money in their chosen profession, in utilizing the membership that's here, then you know, we'll just stop doing it because it doesn't make sense. The whole concept is that we really want commerce to happen, and that means people making money and making contacts and becoming employed. We have a resume board and a job board on there that's free. We have a classified section for, you know, people that want to sell office furniture, that are downsizing, and people that are expanding and need more stuff. So it's the tool is a leverage to be able to make good contacts, and so far we've only heard good things.
What I want to do is I want to go to the phones because we've got a couple of callers and they'll probably have some questions, but you know, maybe we can touch on a little bit about how you use social network as a power to, and I mean both live and online, virtual, to educate the public in various things like, you know, the use of Facebook and your network and, you know, combining emails. And we'll get into that a little bit later, but let's first go to the phones and see who's on, and maybe we'll get some interesting questions. Okay, go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. 6565 is the last four digits of your number. Go ahead.
We'll get into that a little bit later, but let's first go to the phone and see who's on.
Okay, I'm not really hearing them. Let's go to this other line here. Caller with the last four digits, 9151, that's your last digits of your phone number. Go ahead, you're live, caller.
Okay, I'm not really...
Hello?
Let's go to the other line.
All right, well, I guess maybe we're not getting through. We got a few technical difficulties with our callers this evening. But let's go ahead and talk a little bit about, you know, the educational part of what you all are doing at the Georgia Commerce Club. You're, you know, I guess having courses and classes, some sort of times we had talked about earlier, I believe.
Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about...
we're trying to navigate, you know, more and more education. We have done, we have a speakers bureau that's on the system under the Expand Your Exposure tab if you go onto the website. The speakers bureau and the business listings are all open to the entire world. You know, you don't even have to sign up to actually see who the speakers are. But many of the speakers that are requesting to be part of the Bureau are social media educators. Also, because of my wife, who is one of the founders of Georgia Commerce Club, has Mike Sadchop, which is Marketing of Kinetic Energy, we're doing a lot of the training around in a lot of these lunch bunches and groups to try to show people how to use social media just like a real marketing tool. We find that people are using social media to try to market their business, but they forget that the old marketing rules still apply, and it still needs to be coordinated with a total marketing effort. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to be more of an advocate to educate folks that are using social media and or online networking sites and or in-person networking sites to be better prepared to save time and to get their message across and to stay on task and stay on message and on point with whatever their marketing campaign is.
I mean, and it's real important these days to, you know, be working with a professional as you're doing this, because it is a, you know, an ocean of information out there. I mean, you know, you look at all the different networks you can be a part of, and what do you say and how do you say it? Is it effective? Are you able to get any real numbers? Are you able to gauge any sort of ROI out of it?
Exactly. And I think that most of the people that we see using social media that are sole proprietor or mom-pa or smaller businesses, small to medium businesses, you know, most of them that we do see that they're either being less than effective or they're doing things in a roundabout sort of way that's, you know, a little bit more time intensive than it has to be. The successful businesses that use the Fortune 500 and Fortune 5000 companies that are using social media as part of their, you know, customer contact system and marketing system, you know, many of them are taking it more seriously and actually have staff that manage this for them. So that is obviously an expensive venture for a smaller business. So with social media being free,
there must be a return on investment, because I've seen jobs on the Internet for social media management where they're starting at $110,000. I mean, they must truly believe that this is a valuable position to start people off with. You know, none of us have 5 years and 10 years of experience, really, hardcore doing what we're doing now in social media. A lot of this stuff, social networking, a lot of this stuff has really just popped up. We've been doing this face-to-face, you know, handshake social networking forever, since the dawn of time. But since this technology where we have high-speed Internet, we have mobile devices, you know, we're connected. Now we have, like, databases and groups like yours and Facebook and Your 1 Minute. It literally has changed the way businesses do business. I mean, it's an instantaneous connection with your viewer, whereas in traditional marketing, you could use traditional marketing for branding. But in social media, in social networks, it's not necessarily about branding. It's about connection. All right, well, we got another caller here. Let's give it another try here and see if we can get this caller online. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, George, this is Trisha.
Oh, Trisha Milo, how are you? You made it to the show. Great.
I am great. I finally got through all the technology and got a connection here talking about connections. And I'm excited that you have Damon on with Georgia Commerce Club. Hi, Damon.
Hello.
And I've met your lovely wife, Tatiana, but I have not met you, but I've seen your face all over online and on your video, and so I feel like I know you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, isn't that funny? Is exactly what I've been telling everybody is marketing. You know, if you break it down to its most basic form, is basically exposure. And if you can increase your exposure, obviously positive and so on, so in a positive way and so on and so forth, it's always good. But exposure is what marketing should be primarily focused on. And it's funny, I think most people stop me, especially when I'm wearing my beach hat, stop me even in the Sam's Club or wherever I am and say, hey, aren't you the guy from Facebook? Or, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I am, but I'm not, I don't know. But it's funny, people have actually likened me to, I don't know if you guys remember, Max Headroom, the Pepsi icon, who is the computerized head. Yeah, so people call me Max Headroom of the new century. So it's because I'm just one big head and face with a beach hat on, and everybody seems to know exactly who I am.
Yeah, well, you know what?
No,
George, that's how we met. We met online. We met through a meetup group that George had started up, and we were in a chat room, and then I missed a meeting that I was wanting to go to, and that George was holding, and so then we were like...
The business card bash.
Yeah, it was the business card bash, and then we were like emailing back and forth, or I guess on the meetup site, and that's really how we started to get to know each other, was online. And now we're in business together doing your one-minute video profiles that are actually video business cards that you use on social media. You've done one, right, Damon?
For my wealth management business, no. For the Georgia Commerce Club, yes. For we've done a lot of stuff with George, it's funny. We spend very little time worrying about our own income and focus more with the advent of Georgia Commerce Club, focus more on everybody else's income, trying to increase those. We're in a business place that we can, you know, spend time helping people out first. And we spend more time getting people to George to do a one-minute video so that they can increase their electricity online and be found.
We greatly appreciate that.
What they say, the cobbler, you know, the town cobbler always has barefoot children. You know, it's because he's so busy everybody else. You know, so someday, you know, we'll get to actually do a 1 minute for our own business.
Well, that's all right. We're here for you when you're ready. And besides, the Georgia Commerce Club helps so many people. You're totally in a blessed position to be able to help other people. We've got another caller here. Go ahead, caller. Join in then if you feel like it. The last numbers are 9151 of this caller. Caller number 3, go ahead. Okay, I guess they're listening.
They're listening.
All right,
George, let me ask Damon a question.
Sure.
Damon, where does the Georgia Commerce Club meet? Because what I'm seeing is a few different locations and maybe even some new locations. Is that right?
Yeah, the Georgia Commerce Club, and it's hard to explain because it really hasn't existed before. So to call it a chamber or a social media chamber really kind of limits exactly how the mission is actually accomplished online. The calendar is actually driven by the membership and is controlled by the membership. The network meetings that are available for people to go to on the calendar are actually more supported by the Georgia Commerce Club, but never really promoted and or endorsed or controlled or I don't know the word, but we support all networking events, whether they be the Gwinnett Chambers events, Networking Works, the Buford Business Alliance, the Norcross Business Association, BNI, Power Corps, churches, temples, PTAs, bake sales, charity events, whatever the local business owner or community advocate or connected Rotarian, Kiwanian, social networking.
Get together.
Connected.
How many of there are you?
What's that? Yeah. Okay,
how many of there are you?
How many of me? No, but
yeah. How many Damons are there? How could you get to? That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know, but Damon, what we say to them is that they can actually put an event on or create an event, or if they have a current event where people are doing business together and or just connecting, go ahead and add it to the calendar. Every member has the ability to use the calendar to create their own event. So what we've found is we've gone to local restaurants, and we've kind of shown by example with some of the events that we carry or create. We go to local restaurants or eating establishments or pubs or whatever it is and just say, tell me what your slowest day is or hours, and what if we were to try to get maybe 10 or so business owners to come here and network, would that work for you? Would you like that kind of promotion? Would you like that exposure? And would it be worth offering a discount? With that being said, if anybody wanted to start their own group, if they wanted to charge, we have one in Midtown, I think that they actually charge per meeting, that's fine. The Georgia Commerce Club does not ask for any money for any of these events. So if you are like Elizabeth with Networking Works or Buford Business Alliance or a chamber, and you want to have a fee event, that's cool with us too. We don't ask for a portion of it at all. We just give you the tools to promote it. So.
You're like the online neighborhood newspaper. I mean, almost like all the events, but everything.
More businesses and networkers and community involved people. Yes, that's
right.
A good way to put it. Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah, it's very interactive and it's very informative, and so it's kind of like a clearinghouse if you want to know what's going on. But see, it's not just Gwinnett County. It is Georgia because you mentioned. Midtown. So,
yeah, it's
well,
like,
not in Georgia either, right? I mean, you also have the Florida Club.
We actually have Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, the Carolinas, Texas, California, national. We have many ventures that are out there. When we created this, like I said, it was much bigger than just an idea of just to get people online. The big picture is actually mega huge, but we started it here because we care about Gwinnett, obviously, because we live and work here. So our concept was we would focus here, but we have really not done anything other than build the site and put all our resources into creating the site and then helping people that are within reach that we can help. So that's why there's been a pretty large concentration in Gwinnett. And we have over 100,000 hits a day on our site and over, almost 1,000 members in less than 9 months, and we've yet to really get outside of Gwinnett, and when we do, can you imagine? I mean, we've got people in Savannah and Macon and Bainbridge, Georgia, Columbus, Canton. We have people that are joining because they want to do business with folks in Gwinnett that are still in Georgia. And people that we know that are joining.
Yeah,
so,
you know what's interesting about what you're doing is it's actually something on it is almost the same concept, and it's with this upcoming Metro Atlanta Business Network Fall Expo, and they're featuring some corporate speakers from LinkedIn, And they are trying to bring the members of LinkedIn together face-to-face in their fall expo. So, you know,
I know
it's
great. I know Dallas very well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you going to be participating? Are you going?
You know, I think I'm one of the actual masterminds for the Lioness group that she's created, and but mainly just to help her support it through our channels, through our social media channels. I haven't really, like I told her, I'll help you any way I can, and we'll leverage our connectability, you know, it's a terrible word, but our connectability to promote you and to promote your event. But yeah, so will we participate personally? I'm not certain. Do we talk about what Dallas has got going on our, you know, on Georgia Commerce Club and in our in-person networking events? Of course, all the time. So, but yeah, to, you know, for us to, and this is what we say is, it looks like people will look on our Facebook profiles and say, you know, you eat lunch 36 times a week. You know, we're like, no, we actually promote 36 or 37 events a week right now. But do we go to all of them?
Wow.
No, we can only go to so much. We can only do so much. And, you know, so, you know, I think someone said this, maybe an I or maybe networking works. You know, there's a fine line between networking and not working. When you network too much, it's not working, right?
Yeah.
So networking and not working is just one letter. So we try to keep it at bay the best we can and manage it properly. So.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, you know what? If someone is actually out of work and they're looking for employment, then actually networking is a really good thing for them to do as well.
Exactly. Well, we have the Georgia Commerce Club. We have a resume board and we have a job posting board that's free to anybody to use as well. And we actually have two people that have actually gotten employed from that job posting board. I think there was a time when there were 7 open positions. I don't know if they're all still open, but I know that we've had 2 people call us and say thank you that they got jobs and do you know that they wanted to take their membership and you know close their membership. I said, well, what are you doing in your job? And they're like, well, I'm selling such and such, but I don't own my own business. I'm like, well, salespeople can still be a member and you can network with connections and just change. And that's what's beautiful on our site too is like LinkedIn or Plaxo or any of the other big sites is. You control your own content. So if you change jobs or add a job or have a new venture or a new partnership or even a charity, you can add that to your profile and you know and continue to interact. So job seekers, trust me. I mean, we're you know I've got one up there myself for an insurance agent for our company. So you know, there's tons of jobs in the networking field. You know, it's if people want to work. There's stuff to do.
There's opportunity.
Now, you know, in today's market, you've got to think a little bit out of the box. And if you're having trouble finding work, what a better thing to do than to build your network by starting your own networking group of some type that, you know, can connect with these other groups. Now, let's say I want to start my own Georgia Commerce Club chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I do that? What do I do?
Well, originally we had, you know, and this is kind of a long history of how this process kind of evolved over time. But originally we were going to have what we called hub leaders be really the management of this club so that there was no centralized management. We changed courses and created a board of directors to try to get some organizational management to promote the group and to kind of leverage other people's time so we weren't spending a lot of time managing the process so that people could enjoy the fruits of a club like this. What happened was we ended up becoming very bureaucratic and worried about the things that hindered commerce and meeting and enjoying networking. So we've gone back to that old hub leader idea. We currently use the word ambassadors, which is the best word. And it's been overused, I think, by many of the chambers and stuff, the ambassador title. But right now, until we, because hub leader just didn't sound right. So anybody can be an ambassador and engage in the growth and in the communication and the development of how this club works. And all it takes is a commitment to actually meet you know, whether it be once a month, once a quarter, or once a week, and actually facilitate a networking event, whether it be free or for charge or whatever. And if you go on the site and you look at all the members, there are quite a few ambassadors that are listed, and they rotate from time to time, of all the different, you know, meetings or meeting ambassadors that are out there. So, honestly,
Do you have to be approved, Damon, to be one of those ambassadors? I mean, like, is there some kind of a, you know,
You do not. We do have a level of, you know, how involved we want to be with it, depending on how comfortable we are with what the, you know, the function is. But what we always say is we're not it's not a Georgia Commerce Club event. It is a, you know, Trish's networking at Rita's in Lawrenceville. Supported by the Georgia Commerce Club. So it would never really be our event. Truly your event. And so you make the decisions. You make the calls. You're empowered. We're just creating the tools and the network to help you get that event and get it populated. So with that being said,
I'm gonna start one next week.
There you go. You create the group and you put it on the calendar and go to a local establishment and ask them if, you know, like, you know, and we literally did this. My wife and I, we went to a local restaurant. It's mentioned and actually videoed in the 1 minute that's on the front of our site that George did. And it was Carlitos, and my wife and I said we're going to go there every week and invite two business owners apiece. So we did that, and in a matter of about 2 months, we had 70 people meeting for lunch there in a restaurant that probably carried four people for lunch on a Thursday. You know, by themselves, we actually brought 70 business owners buying lunch there, which they, of course, generously offered I think it was a 10% discount, or I don't know what the discount was. You know, there's so many out there. But so, and that's what we tell them is, you know, let us help you market to get business owners together, and you become the meeting place, and trust me, the owners of this Carlitos, which we've actually changed and we're going to another restaurant now for that same Thursday event, and we're changing it up a little bit, but those owners have really seen the same people that come on Thursday bring their family in for Sunday afternoon, or might go over for margaritas with husband, wife, girlfriend, significant other on a Friday because they know it, they like it, they're comfortable, you know, and they get to know everybody. And so they end up doing more business than just that Thursday. So it's great for the local eating places, which are struggling right now, probably more than most businesses. Like, you know, I know that, you know, restaurants is a tough business, you know.
It's busy time. And give us
they're willing to do something that does, and see the ROI on offering a 10% discount to people of the Georgia Commerce Club for that one particular event. The ROI, the return on investment of that is tremendous because it doesn't take any out of pocket for them. You know, they're not spending $1,000 to put an ad in a newspaper or a coupon book or whatever it is. They're literally letting us bring people there. And then they're just rewarding the attendance. So it's a very inexpensive way for them to market, you know, for their...
That's a great...
Damon, by staging all of these, you know, or facilitating all of these network, you know, groups to meet, and also, you know, both face-to-face and online, it's like, and then you're behind the scenes, you know, setting up these tools for individuals to use in order to develop these network groups. I mean, it's like, I mean, is this... So this is all like just, you know, community service for you and your wife, or does it somehow, I mean, are you able to, you know, personally, I mean, is this like your business where you're actually somehow or other also making a profit with all of the, you know, effort that you're putting into developing these organizations that are free to be a part of, right? And unless it's the individual decides there should be some kind of charge, but as far as GCC, it's really you know, it's free to be a part of. But I'm thinking of you as a business owner.
Yeah, commoditizing the actual membership and what we've you know, said as we've developed this over time is commoditizing the actual membership is what limits the empowerment of the group. to expand a business owner's exposure infinitely is very hard for a chamber or an organization to do. So even if you go to your local chamber, and by the way, I love chambers. I love networking groups. I think they're all awesome. Anything that gets people connected to do business, we're 100% supportive of. But what the problem is with a chamber, for them to infinitely and leverage the internet and social media to your benefit as a business owner for your paid membership actually takes them out of the equation. So if they expand your exposure beyond the limits of their four walls, it limits the amount of quantization of you as a member to them. And that's what the chambers and local groups are finding, that now with the advent of social media being as powerful as it is, they're losing much of their membership to the free avenues. We knew that that was going to be a problem, and so the model of what we do, and this is a really long answer, the model of what we do was predicated on we were spending almost $5,800 last year, 2009, we spent on memberships and associations. We spent $5,800 as a couple that owns a business. So if we, and this is what we thought to ourselves, how can a local startup, a 24-year-old new CPA, get an office, an EIN, a business license, a computer, a desk, and a $700 chamber membership so we can be 18 clicks on a directory somewhere and then allocate extra time to go meet and find these people? We just thought, you know, there's nothing that really captures that person and says, hey, instead of you getting us $700, let me give you a priceless amount of networking tools. And there was nothing out there that did that other than social media. So so we just said, my wife and I said, you know, if we could gift this to the business community, obviously, you know, we're going to reap the benefits just like every member with the networking. People know who we are, and probably 80% of our connections are because of the Georgia Commerce Club, at least in the last year, our newest connections. So we're benefiting from the Georgia Commerce Club just like any member could. And that's really
because
our
your business. So your business is what? Because I mean, Georgia Commerce Club, you know, that's kind of the community service. But then your business is, did you say it was insurance or I'm sorry?
I'm a comprehensive independent wealth manager. So from insurance to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement, that kind of thing. So we do.
And Tatiana runs Mike's Ad Shop. That's an interesting concept in itself. That's another show completely. Web address so that they can find you, the Georgia Commerce Club.
All right, it's www.georgiacommerceclub.org, you can find us on Facebook. We have a group page there. If you type in Georgia Commerce, we are there on Google because we've got a lot of heat on the site. And it's an easy login. If you go in, you can log in or you can connect with Facebook so that it's a simple one-step login, or you can log in with an email notification system. The site conceptually is really two parts. One is your personal profile, which is your networking profile, and then the second part or piece that you want to add is your business listing, which is like the old-fashioned chamber directory that, you know, that's out there, the LinkedIn directory with your business information. So it really is two parts, it's pretty complex,
Can we make it a little more complex for you, Damon? I don't know, George, if Damon has this on his directory. Do you have any, like, talking heads? He does have talking heads, so he does have videos on the website?
There's video.
Well, we shot the video for the main.
But there's not any video instruction. We thought about doing video instruction. The problem is just the loading time. There's simple rules and simple things that you can see, but it's very similar to Facebook, where when you first sign up for Facebook, you only have one or two tabs on your profile, and then you add your Mafia Wars and your Yoville and your photos and your, you know, your, all these applications. Well, the Georgia
right.
Commerce Club is exactly the same thing. You add, once you sign up, to make, you can expand without limits your profile by adding applications that are third-party applications that are written for us, and you can build your profile, and you can literally create a dashboard for all your social media. You can integrate your Twitter, your GPS mapping system from Google. You know, it's very, very easy, very Facebooky. That's the easiest way to do it.
One-stop shop.
Yeah, we built
it. Let me get the phone numbers
out. How do you fund it? The simple thing is we told all of the other chambers and networking groups that we were writing checks to that we were going to create this networking group and to please join us and create your own group page on the Georgia Commerce Club, and we'll support you with our time and effort and connectability with our membership so you can expand your exposure, but no longer will we fund your projects with our money. We're going to fund that $5,800 is going towards this project, and we calculated 5 years that we would spend this much money to grow this to see what happens. We do charge
how much
margin
money
advertising. We do charge margin ads, and we have businesses, and this is what we say to business owners. When they ask, can I buy a margin ad, we started at $50 a year, and now we're at $500 because, you know, the heat on the site is just, it's too much. It's about a $5,000 ad service that we're running. But we let people for $500 a year have a flipping margin ad on the site, which is very cheap, but we only allow those people that want to donate into the project to do it. If somebody says, hey, I want to get more clients and I think a margin ad is going to help me, we generally tell them, let's navigate this together. Why don't you become a member and do some business with people and then put a little savings account together, and when it reaches $500, it's the money that you've made from the membership of the Georgia Commerce Club, then buy the ad. Don't do it the other way around. So conceptually, we try to explain to people, don't spend money marketing with us. You know, spend time, little elbow grease, get out there and network. And if the club works for you, and or if you just believe in the mission or the vision of the club, then obviously we would love for you to purchase margin ads. But trust me, I mean, you can ask any one of the members. I don't think we've ever really even talked about it. It's more of a – we talk more people out of margin ads than we do. You know, we really truly want this project to – we want it to have a real return on investment for the business owner. We don't want them spending money they don't have.
Well, let me give out the phone number here, and let's see if we can get some folks to call in, and maybe they can share their thoughts with us. The number is 347-215-8709, and you can speak with Damon Ladd Thomas of the Georgia Commerce Club. We also have Tricia Milo here with us from Your 1 Minute, and me, your nice guy host, George Robbins. And, you know, Your 1 Minute is here to help expose your business and give you some of that free exposure that Damon's talking about, because we believe that, you know, as Damon and Tatiana, that you reap the benefits from helping others. And that's truly your blessing, is to be in a position to help others. And business is not really going to take off until we start doing business. So groups like Damon's and Your 1 Minute and Networking Works and some others, they're really working hard out there to give you some real valuable knowledge and exposure. So, you know, we
talked about this before. Yeah, we've talked about this at length, George and I. But, you know, we really truly believe that, you know, there's two types of people when the economy, and this is why we jumped the gun about a year early on the Georgia Commerce Club, but the economy was so struggling, we thought, okay, we can sit here and complain about the economy, or
exactly.
We can put some positive energy into the community and some dollars into the community and make it work again instead of complaining about it, you know, and, I mean, quite honestly, if you know, the entire Asia or Europe, you know, as has economic trying times, or even the whole country has trying economic times, if Gwinnett County is working because everybody here is caring about each other and doing business locally instead of, you know, buying cards, you know, business cards online, they're going to the local print shop and actually, you know, spending money locally. I don't think people want to save a dollar, you know, to $12 on business card orders. And I always say your local printer could be your customer, you know, and it's $12 to him, or you can go online and save that $12 and never get a customer that's, you know, printing this order in maybe Mexico or Canada or whoever that you maybe can't even do business with. So, not paying taxes in your county.
You're not paying taxes.
You want a business owner that pays licensing fees and taxes into your area, your community, and, you know, and I think that if more people did business with, you know, more Gwinnettians did business in Gwinnett, or more Georgians did business with Georgia business owners with local private industry, you know, we wouldn't need government bailouts. We wouldn't need, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about unemployment. We'd be, you know, everyone would be working, you know, and that's what we tell everybody is take inventory of how you do business and where you do business and what's the return to your own company if you're a local business owner from doing business outside of your, you know, your business circle. I don't think there's any benefit in it. You know, saving $12 on a year's worth of business cards, to me, it's a no-brainer to go to a local printer.
You know what? It's a mindset, Damon, where, you know, we've gotten accustomed with the Internet to purchase online, and because it's easy to do, and yet exactly what you're saying is that we're supporting some other community's economy and not our own. And so the optimum thing to do is to think about who are you paying your money to, you know, the bills that you have to pay every week, or, you know, I mean, are you paying, you know, you start spending that money locally. And if you can think that for every service or product that you buy, you're buying it local, I mean, that would, like you were saying, that would impact the community tremendously. I mean, that would bolster.
If you think about, we're getting close to 1,000 members. If those 1,000 members, you know, did business with a local printer that was $12 more expensive, you know, but that local printer was right in their business community area. You know, I mean, think about the revenue for that one local business. It's amazing, you know, and then the taxes and the revenue, and then that person who now has that additional revenue, that additional profit margin for his small business, will be obviously now has money to reinvest back into the other local businesses as well, and it just continues the cycle. So, you know, it's very powerful.
It sounds so patriotic.
Yeah, rah rah. No, I mean
it does. It sounds so patriotic.
We actually stopped watching the news. We were so, you know, because if you watch the news, it's doom and gloom. And we just said, you know what, positive karma. And if anybody who ever navigates the Georgia Commerce Club or even on Facebook, you see that karma is a big deal for us. It was the best word, and it might have some religious connotations. I don't know if it's offensive, but karma is the best word because I'll tell you what, if you can stay positive and stay connected and pay it forward, trust me, you walk into a group and you start smiling, and George is the king of this. You know, when you walk into a room and George will see you and he starts smiling, then you smile back.
Which
and all of a sudden everybody's smiling.
He has a great smile.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, you know, it's that type of energy, that contagion that we really, I mean, and honestly, we have told people to leave networking events and the Georgia Commerce Club if they talk negatively about others. You know, local business owners that are doing business every day, you know, barring ethical conduct and some behavior, you know, if it can be validated. But we don't, you know, we compete, and we can, and like businesses can compete on pricing and publicly compete, and we're okay with that. But any kind of personal degradation or any kind of attack or backstabbing or any of that stuff, we told everybody that the good karma and the positive energy of this club is more important, you know, than your negative message.
I've gone to Georgia Commerce Club one time out at Carlitos, and it was the craziest network meeting I've ever been to. There was a couple of people that were singing, and one woman, she did a rap song standing on top of a chair. And I'll tell you what, we have, like, the best time out there. And I said to George, I have never been to a network meeting like this one, you know. And what I loved about it was just what you were saying. People are just, you know what, they're doing business. Maybe they're not doing the same volume. They're not making the same money. But you know what, they're out there. They're connecting. And hope was rampant, you know. It was just everybody was so, you know, encouraging one another. And I had the best time.
Right.
I got to tell you, man, I've gotten, you know, we did the Big Frog commercial. That was, you know, we met the folks at Big Frog, Snellville, Danita, at the Georgia Commerce Club, you know, and
they were one of the, they were
I
one
got
of the
a
original,
to do their bit.
They were one of the, yeah, they were one of the original people that were starting a business locally that we shared our vision of the Georgia Commerce Club with, and they were, I mean, they were just, I mean, blown away about the whole karma, the whole, you know, and, you know, and they've had other businesses, you know, and they still do, and the Big Frog is a new venture for them. And, you know, and I can tell you that they support the mission and the good karma, and, you know, and I think that when you leave a networking meeting, and this is what I always say, is I've been in those networking meetings where you have to have referrals, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you go to the network meeting, you feel guilty and seasick and nauseous because you're not sure if you got enough referrals or you're giving enough or whatever. And then you leave the meeting and then you forget about it until the next Thursday morning or whatever, you know. And, you, and so what
exactly.
we do is we say, look, just let's all enjoy, be positive, do the best we can, you know, spread the message. And then, you know, we tell everybody is if, you know, you're not going to get business from eating lunch at Carlitos. But you will make contacts, and then we tell everybody, invite a friend to a lunch meeting so that they can meet other people that's in business or sell or whatever. And the second thing is, make sure whoever you're meeting, you actually pick up the phone and call them or go have a cup of coffee or, you know.
Well, you know, those are the networking tips. If you're going to network, you need to do the whole process. You need to close the loop, you know, make it effective, make it valuable.
Exactly.
So, yes.
Yeah, efficient.
Well,
we create the efficiency with the site and with the networking, but to be effective and have it work for you, that's where the rubber meets the road, and is really the onus is on the member, and that's what we always tell everybody is, and it truly is with any chamber or networking group that you belong to. The difference is we're not going to charge you for it.
Damon, how long has GCC been around?
We actually came online live to the public on January 4th of this year.
Oh.
January 4th of this year?
Yeah, we just started.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge
growth. I think that we've even had local newspapers, might even the AGC, coined us as the fastest growing chamber ever.
That's fast.
We are. I mean, we're averaging 137 members a month or something like that. So
new members?
Yeah. So, and I think, I mean, obviously it's free, you know, which helps, but if you look at the growth exponentially and the amount of hits we have, you know, we're up there, you know, with the, I can tell you right now that if you added all the local chambers, you know, and commerce clubs in Georgia barring us, if you added them all together, they are not pushing a gig of data a year. In exchange and sign-ins and everything, and we do that a day. So,
Well, you know, your formula is really the same formula. You know, you mentioned Facebook. You know, because there's obviously a whole lot of similarity between the Georgia Commerce Club site and how Facebook operates or LinkedIn. And it's like, I mean, it is free to join, but you know, it is a connection that is invaluable.
And the revenue, and this is, you know, I think we got to, we're spending everything we have on this so that other people don't have to. The margin ads obviously do have an income piece to it, but you know, we're way, way, way far from ever netting zero. I can tell you that. And that's not really the mission was never to make money. So if the mission was to make money as a club, I think it would hinder the mission to help other people out. And that's why we've always said that this would never be a profit center. Because once it becomes a profit center, what we said is it might, unknowingly create obstacles to have other people have
right.
commerce in their business.
Right.
And so we try to take, the mission of making money away, which other chambers can't do. And that's why we always tell other chambers, join. We could be the turbo for your social media exposure. Come on, join us. We'll help you out, and it doesn't cost you anything. And some chambers are a little nervous because I think, by the numbers I can tell you, and some of the hate mail and phone calls I've gotten, by the sheer numbers, we're making people nervous. But on the other hand, there are many local...
But you could be a support. You could be, you're willing to be a support to any chamber or any group. You're willing to be a support. You're not necessarily seeking, being a competitor. You're actually
right.
trying to bring them online
yeah.
and
don't
give
charge
them
for
that
membership.
Opportunity.
Right. We don't charge for membership, so we're not in competition. And that's what they don't understand. And trust me, we had many sit-downs with many of the chambers in Georgia and other states. We actually talked to them and shared this vision with them first. We even told them that we'd love their support. We'd love funding. We'd love any help they can give or just time. And the dirty secret is, giving somebody unlimited expansion of their exposure really limits the ability for the chambers to commoditize that membership for themselves. A chamber is a business. They're looking to sell
right.
membership to stay funded, whereas the Facebook and the Google mentality and the online sites that are working right now, especially the social media, the whole thing is you front load all the benefit for free, and then you become the web, the web is a bad word, but you become almost an integrated part of the day-to-day business of what
mm-hmm.
you're trying to be. And then you have a mass of viewers on that site, and then the margin ad becomes the commodity. So instead of the membership being the commodity, the actual website is the commodity, where there's ads to be sold. Once again, I'm not, we're never going to, we'd have to sell 100 a month at $500, I think, to break
yeah.
even.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it's crazy numbers. There's no way. We were going to take out the obstacle, and we said if we could create this, make it free, and it wouldn't suck, what would it look like? And I think we've done it. That's the original mission. As crass as can be, but that was the original mission.
Damon, you're an early adapter. You and Tatiana are early adapter. You've seen the possibilities of having the best of both worlds and marrying them. And I think that, first of all, it's a difficult sell if you're talking to business owners or talking to the Chamber of Commerce. And a lot of people want things to be the same way that they've always been.
Exactly.
And they just don't want to get on board. They kind of dig in their heels. But what they don't
yeah.
realize is that Internet is not going away, and it is the wave of the future. But people, at this point, they all buy on the Internet. When it first became
yeah.
possible to purchase products online, people were afraid of it. But, we've all adapted. We all buy things online, and we all Google all the time. So, it's just a matter of if you're gonna be in business in 2010, you need to have an online presence somewhere.
Well, and I think that the local chambers and even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and when we navigated all these different chambers and commerce groups that are out there, the actual directory and membership was so many clicks away to get to. And we realized that. We watched it, I can tell you, I was a member of 17 different groups in chambers in Georgia and local business groups, And I think I looked at the directory or their websites maybe once or twice throughout the, you know, the 17 years that we were in Georgia.
Wow.
You know, and those are all the different groups. So, you know, 17 groups, 17 years, and 34 times I actually looked at their websites, all the different websites. That's not a good numbers, you know. And if as a member I'm paying for that directory listing online, I kind of would like somebody to see it. And the problem with the chamber is, you know, they don't realize that it's 3 clicks and 11 seconds per click, and people are gone. So what they need to do is they need to embrace social media and, you know, the way the web works, or they will become dinosaurs. And they're going to hold
on. You know,
one of the things I noticed,
and I used to be a member of several chambers, that social media provides that the chambers somehow have lost over the course of time, is that connector, that person, that gate opener. You know, in the chamber, I remember years ago, a new business come in. A member of the chamber would actually go to that business, meet with the business, and then start to think of people that they could connect that business to within the community. And they somehow have gotten into membership money more than connectivity. And the thing is that social networking is providing that gate opener that the chamber is no longer interested in. And I think that if they don't start making those connections, and I mean for the small business, I don't mean for the Fortune 500s and the, you know, these chambers are so money-driven that it seems to me that they're only catering to the big corporations and no more to the 88% of the country's, you know, income.
Well, and that's what, you know? And that's what we kind of saw is, too, is these, you know, these chambers, these groups, many of which are already subsidized by the local city or county or even the state to actually exist. So they've already have initial budget, you know, that's already being provided for by tax revenue or whatever else. Then they go out and need to commoditize a membership, and then they're not incented to truly open up the gateways or mentor, like you said, mentor people or connect people or, you know, and I'll give you an example. There was a chamber that we belonged to. We had a relationship with one of the members who wanted to start a Toastmasters group, okay? The Toastmasters group, she needed to get the word out that there was going to be a new Toastmasters. She would love other people to get involved in being part of Toastmasters to help the local business community be able to express themselves in a proper professional way, and she really believed in this process and thought it would help, you know, the business community in her local area. Well, she went to every chamber that she was a member to and wanted to put it on the, you know, the calendar or maybe get the word out or have these local chambers help leverage and talk about her new venture to have a Toastmasters group. And the answer was across the board from every of all the chambers that she paid membership to was Toastmasters is not a member, so we can't provide that unless Toastmasters wants to join and pay additional membership. Two, if it's not a labeled thing for the actual chamber or a joint venture where the chamber can have their name on it, and these are three different local chambers, then they won't be involved in it at all. And three, the calendar of events that's on the website and connected to the email membership and all that is limited only to chamber functionality. And so those three things, in my mind, are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if the chamber is
crazy, it's like unless the chamber thought of it, it doesn't exist.
Or benefits from it. And that was one of the things.
It's a conflict of interest. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why we, you know, if you want to start a Toastmasters group, how? And our first question is, how can we help you do that? you know, not
right.
The chamber. That's the chamber's first response. In my mind, I mean, I'm in an old fashioned. I would think that a local representative from the chamber say, "Well, how can we help get people there and help you with that community service mentality, that connectability, that educational format? That what can we do to help you?" And not have a price tag on it up front. Now, I can tell you, you know, just like I will tell most people at the Georgia Commerce Club, you know, I work for about $365 an hour personally. Will I help everybody out? Yes, to a point. Will I tell you that you can do it yourself? Yes. The functionality of our chamber is simply this. You know, you're not paying, so a lot of the work, the onus is on you. The format is much like LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter or any of these other social networking, Plaxow, Ning, many of these sites that are out there in these social media forums. What we did was actually with the Georgia Commerce Club, we stole and poached all the best functionalities of everything that's out there, but we took all the obstacles or limitations or the branding
right.
side of things out of it. And you know, even with Ning, you know, we were on Ning too. We had a connected system with Ning, and then Ning obviously, you know, because of you know needing seed capital and keeping their project running, great concept. But they obviously had to charge at least a minimal fee, you know. And will that ever happen to us? I doubt it. I think we can keep this thing running. If we ever thought that we have to, you know, have more funding to really help people out. You know, our initial goal is maybe 10 years down the road. I think we have a 10-year plan where if we have enough critical mass, enough small business owners, enough of a forum, then we could go to the state house and say to the Georgia government, hey, candidates that are could help small businesses and maybe a small loan function where – you know, a small business owner, and this is my biggest angst when I think about small businesses. You know, if you don't have $5,000 in the bank or somebody that'll give you that money, whether it be a relative, a friend, or whatever, you can't even open up a Tupperware business these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's impossible. And I would like to see a group that had enough members or had enough clout, like maybe the Georgia Commerce Club or even a local chamber, go down and say, we want you to build us and or put some computers and put a resource center together where other people could help businesses out and maybe even have a loan function where we had a $500,000 grant that sits in the bank that we can allocate to small businesses to help them fund their first year in business and get their EIN and their licensing. And that's really where we want to go with this. And if we have 1,000 members, we're probably not going to get any state resources or clout. If we have 10,000 small business owners in the state of Georgia that are part of this group, we become a lobbying power that can really, really make a difference to the startups and the small business community. And that really is the ultimate mission when we get further down the road.
How many states we have? What, 50 states? And then, you know, so now you have some of these lobbying groups that are set up like the Georgia Commerce Club. And so it's like, you know, all of a sudden small business will have a very large voice.
Exactly. And that's,
well,
you know,
I think the Georgia Commerce Club will definitely be a tool to definitely bring, you know, small business, you know, back to doing business. I mean, that's
right.
That's what's missing is, you know, you can't do business. They've tied your hand,
right?
You know.
Well, this is, you know, like, I mean, I know that, you know, I know some of the local chambers. I mean, George and I have been to many of them. They do have resource centers, and they do have a lot of great stuff that's there. The problem that, you know, that I always see is there's really not a free and or an overly funded project that really gets, I mean, you know, I was always taught that if I had $1 million or a great idea, I'd be a millionaire. One or the other. Either if I had $1 million, I'd be a millionaire, or if I had a great idea, I'd be a millionaire. Well, the problem in today's society is the only way to be a millionaire now is to have $1 million. a great idea actually, you need $1 million to have a great idea actually be profitable, and that shouldn't be the way. I mean, this is a country that's founded on a capital market, and I think that there should be no obstacles for someone starting a new business, and funding seems to be the one, and then the second thing is getting the exposure, which is what we've already talked about with marketing.
It's amazing to me because we never used to be that way. Can you imagine Alexander Graham Bell being told, "Nah, I don't think so." It's really staggering. This business community is to have our organizations not doing their job, but I'm very grateful for what the Georgia Commerce Club and for us at Your 1 Minute to be in a position to provide, somewhat of a niche of what we do, providing a visual
It shouldn't be those people that either have money in the bank, wealthy parents, or win the lottery. Those three people shouldn't, or those three, personalities shouldn't be the only ones that can afford a business. Because I can tell you that much of the great, inventions of time have almost not gotten to market because of a capital and or an exposure limitation. You can't fly people to the moon just because you thought of it. I mean, it has to be funded. It has to be supported. It shouldn't take a government to do it. Two, it shouldn't take a wealthy family to do it. They always say that, I always hear this, that if you come from a good family, then wealth begets wealth, and you're always going to be wealthy. And I just think to myself, I don't think so. I mean, I think that you shouldn't have to have wealthy parents just to open up your own CPA company and hang a shingle out on an office space. There should be.
I don't know if the entrepreneurial spirit is genetic. I don't know that it necessarily gets passed down from one generation to another. Like at Sugo's restaurant where we were just doing some recording this yesterday, that's like a 5-generation restaurant. I mean, 5 generations they've had restaurants. Wow.
Right. That is awesome.
And talk about business and small business. I think we've kind of gotten to the place where we don't want all of the stores and restaurants and places that we go and shop to have to be a chain. We really kind of like the mom and pops now. We're almost like embracing the mom and pops because we like the fact that they're different and they're unique. So it's almost like the spin is kind of going the other way where you want to see those businesses succeed.
I'll give kind of some props to a local member. Nico's Wine Corner. There's one that just opened up in Lawrenceville, and there's one in Snellville.
Oh, yeah.
But when you walk in there, it's not a sales clerk chewing gum, on her iPhone talking to her, texting her boyfriend. When you walk in there, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great personality. I'm not judgmental. But when you walk in there, especially the one in Snellville, and you have a serious question about opinions about wine, you are talking to Nico. And there's something to be said for that. I will pay an extra $1.50 over the grocery store to make sure that I have a conversation that maybe raises my level of understanding about that wine. I'm okay with that. I like talking to the owner. I like knowing what I'm doing. And when my guests or business prospects come and dine with us, and have a bottle of wine, with full confidence, I pour that wine. And what's funny is everybody that comes here and has dinner with us always talks about what a great wine we selected. It sounds terrible, but when you are somebody who's picking retirement investment vehicles for people, if you pick a bad wine, how are you going to pick a good stock? You know what I'm saying? So I become empowered by Nico's information. And trust me, I don't have enough ability to be perfect and understand wine. I have to interrupt here because
George, I think that Damon, he is like, he networks through his whole life. he wants to be, you know, in front of people. I mean, communicate with people. I mean, it's almost like take away. It's like you use the electronics, you use the technology, but when it gets right down to living your life, you want to be in that, you know, that specific, unique store, and you want to spend some time talking to people that have expertise in their craft, so to speak, which is like really going back, you know, to before all of this technology where, you know, your corner store, it's a little bit slower pace and it takes a little time, but, I mean, networking takes time because you have to talk to people, but it sounds like you networked throughout your whole life.
Well, here's what I would say to Nico and what I even say to myself on a daily basis. If Nico has his investments with E-Trade or there's nothing wrong with E-Trade. I never talk bad about any investment company. They're all very ethical, very good, and they have good products. But if he's doing business with an online 1-800 number or just online, or he's with, say, Fidelity or one of these big wirehouses where he calls a 1-800 number and he's talking to somebody who's 18 years old who lives in New Jersey in his mother's basement or whatever and doesn't even understand investments because they're not licensed, this is the type of business that people are doing because they think that they're getting a bargain. I know for a fact that it's worth spending about an extra dollar per bottle of wine. I'm getting benefit whether Nico does business with me or not, but I can guarantee you something. If he does business with me, it's coming back to him, and it's coming back to his community. E-Trade, these right. large big boxes, they cannot offer that. You know, so there's something to be said, and I think social media, your 1 minute, Georgia Commerce Club, even Facebook, Twitter, and all these different avenues, as much as they, you know, make the world a bigger place and connect you to everywhere now, they put the small business owner back in the front of exposure where they should be.
Exactly.
And now they're competing with the big boxes. I mean, you can go on an online social network, no matter what it is, and local business owners have exposure that's equal to any of the big box retailers and or big service providers. And that's what's beautiful about social media, is it allows the small community places, business owners to compete and to compete on equal playing field. So my idea would be that the local businesses would have a greater level of connectability and exposure, you know, and that's really what it's all, you know, that's why we spend so much time, you know, promoting and helping each other out and you know, developing this storage company. You know, it's because it really does offer Nico the ability to compete. You know, I mean, he on a daily basis can go on the Georgia Commerce Club or on the Twitter or on the Facebook page or even meta tag us and say he got a new organic beer. And that he'd love to say, you know, and
you'll rush right down. It's also a great way for him to say he's got a special.
I'm ready for some organic beer. That's what I'm ready for.
Come on. We've actually
we're almost out of time, guys. I cannot believe that we have, this has been such a great conversation that we have gone this long.
You recorded everything.
I'm ready for a part two.
Hopefully you've recorded everything and you've the transcript is available for purchase on your website. That's good.
Oh, it is, absolutely. On blogtalkradio.com/your1minute, you'll be able to listen to the rebroadcast of this. You'll also be able to listen to it on your1minute.ning.com and on facebook.com/your1minute. We'll be glad that you could join us today, Damon, and the conversation. We really do need to ask you to come back sometime and, you know, share some more of your insight.
Get this this radio, because it is it's going to be obviously business related topics. Put this on the Georgia Commerce Club calendar, and people will, you know, with all the details, and people will, if this is going to be weekly, then people will tune in.
That's a great idea.
We're here every Thursday.
Yeah.
Your 1 minute radio is on every Thursday night from 9 till 10:30, and soon you're going to see your 1 minute television with several different hosts. I'm very excited about that. We're going to be doing interviews on the internet with local businesses, and we'll also have businesses that will be able to Skype in. So we'll have people from around the country able to share their businesses with us. I want to give a shout out to Dave Stowers in the chat room. He showed up a little bit late, but you know, he is our featured sponsor this month, and we want to give him a shout out. And he was doing some chats while we were talking.
I've got to be approved. I got to be approved to be on the chat function. So I.
Oh, we're gonna get you in. You know, membership has privilege.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to get some sort of psychological, financial.
I know. Do I have to get a? Do you have to test me or? Yeah, I wanted to chat, but then I was like, "Oh, I'm waiting approval." So I'm not an official member yet, but I can't wait.
You'll be a member in 5 minutes.
All right,
Damon, when are you going to be at a GCC meeting, and which one?
Good question. I'd like to say that I try to make as many as I can, unless I too am doing business at that particular time. I can tell you that Carlitos is now, Thursday afternoons from 12 to 2, is now changed to Mi Mexico. It's called Mi Mexico, MI Mexico, on Highway 78. The changes are on Facebook and on our calendar. So that meeting, there are three facilitators, and they've decided to move that towards Loganville. Our newest meeting is next Tuesday in Athens at Totano's Famous Meatballs. We will be up there next Tuesday at 12 o'clock in Athens, once again on the calendar. Mondays, Stars and Strikes in Decula, big event. In local Lawrenceville at the Ninja Steakhouse on Mondays, David Kim has just started a Georgia Commerce Club event at his restaurant there, Ninja Steakhouse, I know everyone says steakhouse expensive, but they're going to actually do a special Georgia Commerce Club menu, and everything's going to be $10 or less. So there'll be some networking up there, which is awesome. If you ever had that food, it's just crazy good. So, I mean, it is.
Well, Damon, we're about to run out of time, buddy. So
all right,
let me just get that.
You can find me online 24 hours a day. So you don't even have to go to it for that.
All right. So it's the GeorgiaCommerceClub.org.
Georgia Commerce Club, all spelled out, GeorgiaCommerceClub.org, .com, .net. They all go to the same place. So.
All right. Well, we greatly appreciate you being on with us today, Damon, and we look forward to you coming back to the show. Again, your 1 minute can be found on Facebook.com/your1minute. Can be found on your1minute.ning.com and on blogtalkradio.com/your1minute. We look forward to seeing you all again next week, and thank you for being with us. And remember, networking happens before, during, and after a meeting. So keep your networking moving. This is George Robbins in Your 1 Minute.